Welcome to episode 1035 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. After a year and a half, today we come to the end of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. However, while the series may now be over, the key finding remains. The story of the Bible, whether in the Old Testament or the New, is the story of redemption, the story of love, the story of Jesus. Imagine being introduced to someone and hearing their name, title, and every unique description of their character. Each detail reveals something about who they are, what they do, and why they matter. The Bible introduces us to Jesus through dozens of names and titles, some familiar and others more mysterious. Each one holds a key to understanding his mission and character. Today, we will explore these names, both the well-known and the obscure, from both the Old Testament and the New, and discover how they point to the depth of who Jesus is and his work in our lives. In the Old Testament, some are obvious. The King of Glory, the Suffering Servant, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the Deliverer, the Holy One of Israel, the Judge of all the earth. Even some of the more metaphorical attributions are easy to understand. The Passover Lamb, the Rock, the Cornerstone, the Light to the Nations, the Living Water. But there are some that are a little more challenging. Take Shiloh, for example. In Genesis 49:10, we find Jacob, now at the end of his life, and living in Egypt, calling his sons together to bless them. In so doing, he prophesies about Judah's descendants. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the people. The term Shiloh is often interpreted as a title for the Messiah, referring to one who brings peace and rest. The word is derived from a root meaning to be at rest, or to bring tranquility. As a title for Jesus, Shiloh highlights his role as the one who fulfills God's promises, establishing an eternal kingdom of righteousness and peace. This prophecy points to Jesus' lineage through Judah and his ultimate kingship, bringing salvation and rest to God's people. By fulfilling the longing for rest and reconciliation, Jesus as Shiloh embodies God's plan to unite all people under his sovereign reign. In Zechariah 2, Zechariah sees a man with a measuring line in his hand, preparing to measure Jerusalem. In the ancient world, measuring a city was often a precursor to construction or rebuilding, symbolizing ownership, planning, and restoration. Jerusalem, at the time, was a city in ruins, and the vision comes as a reassurance that God has plans to rebuild and protect his people. As the vision unfolds, an angel informs Zechariah that Jerusalem will be inhabited without walls because of the multitude of people and animals within it. This is striking because ancient cities relied on walls for defense. However, God declares he will be a wall of fire around the city and its glory within it. This shows God's presence, not physical walls, will be the source of security and identity for his people. The man with the measuring line foreshadows Jesus in several key ways. The rebuilder of God's people. The act of measuring signifies a plan to restore and expand Jerusalem. This aligns with Jesus as the one who rebuilds and restores God's people, not through physical structures, but through spiritual renewal. He declares in Matthew 16, verse 18, that he will build his church, and it will not be overcome by the gates of hell. God's presence as the true protection. The promise that God will be a wall of fire around Jerusalem points forward to Jesus as Emmanuel, God with us. Through Jesus, believers are assured of God's constant presence and protection, a reality fulfilled in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. A city without walls. The image of Jerusalem without walls prefigures the global church, where believers from every nation are gathered into God's kingdom. Jesus expands God's people beyond the physical boundaries of Israel, fulfilling the promise to Abraham in Genesis 12, verse 3, that all nations would be blessed through him, God's glory within. The glory of God in Jerusalem reflects his divine presence. In Jesus, we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father. Jesus brings God's glory into the midst of his people, fulfilling what the temple and Jerusalem represented. Ezekiel also describes a man with a measuring line, measuring a new temple. This not only parallels Zechariah's vision, but also expands it, showing that God's ultimate temple is spiritual and eternal, fulfilled in Jesus and his church. In Revelation, a measuring rod is used to define the temple and the New Jerusalem, These passages reinforce the theme of God's sovereignty, restoration, and eternal presence with his people. Malachi describes Jesus as the refiner's fire and fuller's soap, powerful metaphors for God's process of purifying and sanctifying his people. The refiner's fire represents the intense and deliberate process of purging impurities from precious metals like gold or silver. A refiner heats the metal to extreme temperatures, causing impurities, dross, to rise to the surface, where they can be removed. Similarly, the fuller's soap refers to the cleansing agents used by a fuller to whiten and purify wool, often involving harsh scrubbing to remove dirt and stains. These vivid images highlight God's active work in cleansing his people from sin and preparing them for holiness and righteousness. The ultimate fulfillment of the refiner's fire and fuller's soap is found in Jesus. Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus cleanses believers from sin and purifies them for a relationship with God. The New Testament echoes these themes, as seen in Ephesians 5, verse 26, where Jesus cleanses the church by the washing with water through the word, and in Hebrews 12, verse 10, which speaks of God disciplining his children to share in his holiness. For believers, this purification is both a one-time act of justification through Christ and an ongoing process of sanctification by the Holy Spirit. The refiner's fire and fuller's soap remind us that God's ultimate goal is not merely to save, but to transform us into his holy and radiant people, prepared to dwell in his presence forever. And these are just three examples. Let's pivot to the New Testament. In the New Testament, we see Jesus given divine titles: God, Son of God; Emmanuel, God with us; the word Logos; Alpha and Omega; Lord, Lord of Lords; King of Kings; I am. He is given messianic titles: Messiah, Christ, Anointed One, Son of David, Root of Jesse, Branch, Son of Abraham, the Holy One of God. He is given human and relational titles: Son of Man, Son of Mary, the Carpenter's Son, Second Adam, Friend of Sinners. He is given titles of authority and kingship: King of the Jews, King of Israel, Prince of Peace, Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Judge, Lawgiver. He is given titles of redemption: Savior, Redeemer, Lamb of God, the Atoning Sacrifice, Mediator, Ransom, the Good Shepherd. He is given titles of resurrection and life: the Resurrection and the Life, Firstborn from the Dead, Author of Life, Living One, the Life, the Way, the Truth. He is given titles of light and guidance: Light of the World, the Morning Star, Son of Righteousness. He is given titles of sustenance: Bread of Life, Living Water, True Vine. He is given titles in relation to the church: Head of the Church, Bridegroom, Cornerstone, Foundation. He is given eschatological titles: Coming One, Judge of the Living and the Dead, Faithful and True, The Beginning and the End, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Root of David. He is given titles of power and victory: Captain of Salvation, Victorious One, Deliverer. He is given mystical and symbolic titles: the Word made flesh, the Rock, High Priest, our Advocate, our Hope, Anchor of the Soul. And finally, there are unique titles in the book of Revelation: the Amen, the Faithful Witness, the Rider on the White Horse, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. This extensive list reflects the multifaceted roles and characteristics of Jesus as portrayed in the New Testament. These names and titles reveal him as divine, human, king, savior, shepherd, judge, teacher, and the ultimate fulfillment of God's redemptive plan for humanity. Through these titles, the New Testament paints a comprehensive picture of Jesus' identity, mission, and significance for all who believe. As we encounter each name in Scripture, we should ask ourselves, what does this teach me about Jesus? Allowing his names to transform not just our knowledge, but our hearts. Granted, Jesus is more than any single title or name can capture. Still, from Shiloh to the Alpha and Omega, each name adds a layer to our understanding of his multifaceted role as Savior, King, and Shepherd. May we never stop seeking to know him more deeply through his names, and may each revelation draw us closer to his heart. Father, we thank you for revealing the beauty and majesty of your Son, Jesus, through the many names and titles in Scripture. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.